from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Funeral services are being held in the United States Thursday for Philando Castile, one of two black men shot to death by police, setting off days of protests, some turned violent. Improving relations between police and communities was the focus of a town hall meeting Wednesday night, including community activists, police officials, and President Barack Obama. Mr. Obama says some progress has been made, but America is not even close to where it needs to be in terms of resolving issues between police and the community.
This is a really hard job. We're not there yet. We're not even close to being there yet, where we want to be. We're not at a point yet where communities of color feel confident that their police departments are serving them with dignity and respect and equality, and we're not at the point yet where police departments feel adequately supported at all levels.
Mr. Obama has devoted his attention this week to the gun violence after a black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for police shooting black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Suspense is building in some corners of the United States Thursday over Donald Trump's selection for a running mate. The presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee is narrowing his choice for vice president and plans to make the pick public on Friday. Among the likely choices are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who appeared at a fundraiser with Trump this week, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who dropped out of the race to be the Republican nominee and threw his support behind Trump. The Republican National Convention will be held next week in Cleveland. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is backing away from some critical comments about Donald Trump, saying Thursday her statements were ill-advised. She said judges should avoid commenting on a candidate for public office. Justice Ginsburg had earlier said she could not imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as president. Trump responded by calling for Ginsburg to resign. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir is calling on rival leader Riek Machar to meet for talks in an effort to save a peace deal threatened by days of heavy gun and artillery battles in the capital. Kiir's outreach comes as residents of Juba tell VOA the city remained calm Thursday, 3 days after a ceasefire took effect, but that people remain on edge and are not sending their children to school in case fighting resumes. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson are pledging to work closely together as NATO allies in addressing challenges and responsibilities around the world. Just a day into his new job, Johnson is pledging to reshape Britain's global profile as it prepares to leave the European Union.
On Europe, clearly we have to give effect to the will of the people in the referendum, but that does not mean, in any sense, leaving Europe. There's a massive difference between leaving the EU and our relations with Europe, which, if anything, I think are going to be intensified and built up at an intergovernmental level.
Johnson was among the leaders of the campaign to drop out of the EU. His selection as foreign secretary by new Prime Minister Theresa May came as a surprise to some political observers. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says Russia has never asked him to relinquish power. His comments being made public as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow, where he is expected to push for a revised ceasefire and roadmap to peace in Syria. In an interview with NBC News, Assad said Russian leaders never said a single word regarding him leaving office. Police in western Kenya say a suspected extremist from the militant group Al-Shabaab shot and killed four police officers and has taken several inmates hostage Thursday. Police say the suspect was detained at the police station when he managed to take a police officer's gun and began shooting. Earlier in the day, police say members of Al-Shabaab unsuccessfully attacked a police station in Kenya's coastal region. A U.S. judge has sentenced a Chinese national to 46 months in prison for conspiring with two other suspects in China to hack into the computers of major American defense contractors and smuggle the information to China. Court records say they targeted warplanes as well as Boeing's C-17 military cargo aircraft program. For details on these stories and more, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.